AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Republican National Convention continuing in Milwaukee. Former President Donald Trump announcing his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and making his first appearance at the event with a bandage on his ear following the assassination attempt. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl says the convention itself has taken on a different tone since Saturday's shooting.
This convention yesterday was unlike anything that I have seen in the 2024 Trump campaign. I mean, there was no mention of stolen elections, of January 6th heroes and hostages, revenge and retribution. Those have been the central messages of the Trump campaign, and they were entirely absent, at least on day one of this convention.
The Justice Department planning an appeal in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case, which was tossed out yesterday. Severe storms in the Midwest, including in and around Chicago, left nearly half a million homes and businesses without power in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. This is ABC News. Another hearing is set for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He is facing espionage charges in Russia, and the second hearing on his trial is now planned for Thursday. Another in a Russian prison now saying that he's being tortured.
Robert Gilman, an American citizen jailed in Russia, says he's being tortured by his fellow inmates, according to state-run media. Gilman says his sleep is being disturbed, that inmates have also taken away his clothes, forced him to do squats, and beat him. He is currently serving a 3.5-year sentence. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
California's governor has signed a law that bars school districts from forcing teachers to tell parents about a child's gender identity. Several districts had put the requirements in place, triggering lawsuits. Today's the last day to place your bets at the Mirage. After 35 years on the Vegas Strip, the casino is shutting down for good tomorrow. As part of the goodbye, says it's also giving away more than $1.5 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Verlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement, and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners, so they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention after being shot in the ear Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Trump is still planning to deliver a speech at the RNC on Thursday night. However, he told the Washington Examiner that he has completely rewritten his speech after Saturday's events. The Secret Service said in a Sunday briefing that there will be no changes to security plans at the RNC. If you own a well on your property, the DNR says you should test your drinking water after all this rain and flooding. Flood water and runoff can introduce contaminants to a well that spread waterborne illnesses. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are at a higher risk of contamination, according to a DNR press release. More information on testing and decontamination can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks looking for a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks looking for their first win tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. So far, they've lost to the Bulls and then the Cavaliers on Sunday. Tonight, they face the LA Clippers. The Bucks' 6'11" rookie, Tyler Smith.
I don't just set screens, roll, and shoot the ball. I mean, if that's what you need me to do to pay me for it, I can make a lot of shots. But I mean, I can also take people off the dribble, beat bigs on the floor, and also play stretch five.
Baseball, the All-Star game is tonight. Be on the lookout for Christian Christian Yelich and William Contreras to start and play in their first few innings. Golf, the state amateur golf championship underway at the Legend at Merrill Hills. Ty Kretz atop the leaderboard at 5 under. Tony Romo flew into Waukesha after competing over the weekend in Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers and A.J. Hawk. Romo says he's grateful to be invited back to the Wisconsin State Tournament.
You know, the people here are so generous and nice and allowing me to play in this tournament, so I feel like you want to allow people to, who help you out, you want to help them out too.
That's Tony Romo with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cooler today, but still a bit on the humid side. Partly cloudy, high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, you'll notice bigger changes. Partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. Our high tomorrow, 75. Same for Thursday, sunshine, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is day two of the RNC. We're going to have a little update for you on lake-sitting, axe-throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is High Five Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
Okey-dokey, we
the,
will.
The John and Gordy Family Show.
That's what it is.
It's the Bring Down the Rhetoric edition of the Family Show.
Oh, God. It's 7:06.
Well, it's got to be something, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Well, okay. We have two versions here. It's okay. Either Bring Down the Rhetoric or okay. It's the Today We're All MAGAs Now edition of the Family Show.
Not MAGAs Now?
Well, then somebody put that out, and I thought, wow, okay. Yeah, we're all megas. Yeah, That's right.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
We gave away some tickets for Pod Save America.
That's right. Yeah, congratulations to Dolores. She's going to the show. That show is Friday night at the Orpheum. 7 p.m. is showtime. I believe the doors open around 6 o'clock. And, it's going to be quite the show. And we talked yesterday with Tom Vitor
from
Pod Save America. He's one of the four hosts that they will have. We found out some information about the show.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to be taking some questions from the audience.
Yep. They're all former Obama administration individuals.
So let's listen to Tom Vitor, Pod Save America. Here we go.
We're talking with Tom Vitor from Pod Save America. They're going to be at the beautiful Orpheum Theater Friday night, the 19th, 7 p.m. is showtime. Tom, it's great to have you on the John and Gordy Show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit for people that are not familiar with the podcast and your live show, what can they expect Friday night?
Well, so, you know, we are four actually people the hosts who formerly worked for Barack Obama and the Obama administration. We all thought we wanted to leave politics and escape DC and do other things with our lives. And then the 2016 election happened and we all were racked with enormous guilt that we had not done more to try to affect the outcome. So we started this company, Crooked Media, and a podcast, Pod Save America, where we're trying to help people understand what's happening in the world, but then also what they can do about it if they're worried and they want to, you know, volunteer or knock on doors or otherwise get involved. So we bring a bunch of people together. We will talk about national politics. So the Republican convention will be happening this week. I'm sure we'll also talk about the horrifying events in Pennsylvania over the weekend, Joe Biden's campaign, but we try to have a lot of fun, even when the news is dark, because it's often quite dark these days.
Do you get any questions from the audience?
Yeah, we love to do Q&A if we can. We also try to play games and bring people up and get folks involved. So, the audience is the best part, basically. Yeah. It's a bunch of political junkies. It can feel like a progressive revival sometimes when we're in deeply red states.
Let me ask you about your position. I've seen the position of both your other partners on this, the two Johns. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that you have taken the position, I believe, that Biden maybe should step down and there should be a replacement. Am I correct with that?
I mean, I think what all of us, I think everybody who watched the debate came away feeling pretty shaken. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Biden himself would admit it was not a great performance. And, you know, some of the subsequent interviews he did on ABC News or MSNBC to try to clean it up weren't great either. And so I think the question is, would someone else at the top of the ticket give us a better chance at winning? I believe the answer is yes. There's some polls out today that shows Biden only up 3 in Virginia and mm-hmm. losing in Pennsylvania, which is just a must-win state. So that's where that anxiety came from. So that's an honest, you know, people are very mad at us for having that point of view, getting called traitors on Twitter. And I think, you know, a lot of people somehow decided that loyalty to party is more important than, you know, loyalty to country and really thinking about the outcome of the election. But that's where we've been.
But with what happened over the last weekend, mm-hmm. That is kind of a something that no one could foresee happen.
Yeah.
So therefore, trying to replace the current incumbent president who has the power to get elected, replacing that individual with somebody who doesn't have a funding source yet, some ability to you know, get out there and campaign. Yeah, and then, of course, we don't know what all the mysterious attacks will be in regards to who is picked mm-hmm. and what will happen after that. And then you have this boost, this bump, possible bump from the events that happened over the weekend. I mean, isn't it a dangerous time to start or keep talking about replacing Biden?
I think every path has political risk. You know, again, the poll I mentioned earlier from the New York Times of Pennsylvania and Virginia voters found that 60% of Democrats in those states believe President Biden is too old. So that's sort of the kind of underlying concern that I think you see in the electorate that's leading to his challenges in the horse race numbers. Mm-hmm. I think the most likely alternative would be Kamala Harris. She would have a plug and play operation with the Biden campaign in terms of funding and staffing and infrastructure that's been set up.
They would share that? They would share the campaign fund?
Yeah. I mean, I think most campaign finance experts believe she could essentially just take over the keys to that operation. The other alternative that's been put forward is the idea of the Democratic Party hosting kind of a mini primary at the convention, because basically mm-hmm. what you'd need to have happen was for some candidates to come up, maybe, you know, do town halls, maybe give speeches, maybe have a debate. And they're auditioning for the 4,000 or so delegates who will be at the convention in Chicago and then will formally nominate the president. Now, that's like the key here. Joe Biden hasn't been formally nominated yet. If he had been already, I would absolutely not be calling for a new leadership at the top of the ticket. It's just because the debate happened before that process.
He's actually called for challengers.
Kind of.
At the convention.
Notionally, but like he won the delegates through the primary process who are mm-hmm. in some cases legally pledged to him.
Right. Are you already talking about what to do in regards to the events over the last weekend, the assassination attempt, or is that part of something you've already discussed with the two Johns?
No, I mean, I think all of us, you know, were watching the news over the weekend with horror. There's no place in this country for political violence. I don't care how much you dislike a political opponent.
Mm-hmm.
It's immoral and unacceptable. And frankly, political violence tends to lead to more political violence. You know, this is not a cycle that anyone should ever want to start.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that President Trump is okay. I hope there will be some pretty serious questions and investigations into how the Secret Service allowed a sniper to take a position only 140 yards from a presidential candidate. That is unacceptable. I wish him well, and I hope, you know, we can get back to just regular political discourse without any sort of threats of violence anywhere from anybody.
How long is this tour scheduled?
Well, so we just go out, you know, a couple weekends per month, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go to various cities. Right. So we're going to go to Milwaukee, spend a day or two there, just sort of seeing sights and sounds from the Republican convention, and then go up to Madison and do the show there. And then we'll come back to Los Angeles, be home for a while, and then head out to Chicago for the Democratic convention.
All right. Tom Vidor, thank you from Pod Save America. You're going to be in town at the Orpheum Theater. Right.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. That's happening Friday, 7 p.m. Still some tickets available. You can get more information at Ticketmaster.com.
Got a few people who texted us. You can believe Biden shouldn't be running and also believe it's too late to change him out without losing to Trump. Another one says, I think that's where most Biden voters are, and in a democracy, majority rules. Yeah. A lot of people have already endorsed him.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, the RNC happening all week long. We've got our civic media folks there. And, in fact, if you go to the website civicmedia.us/RNC, we've got a live video stream of all of our shows throughout the day covering the convention. Also, news about the RNC from our staff and photo galleries. We're taking all kinds of photos and video during the day.
Yeah, it's fun.
And
it's
at night.
It's kind of cool.
From the convention and live updates through the day. And you want to tune into the Todd Alba Show, broadcasting live from the convention for analysis and commentary of all the events of the RNC. And, of course, he's on every weekday from noon until 2. So go to civicmedia.us/RNC. All right. Okay.
All right.
All right. It is 70 degrees, highs in the low 80s today. Still a little humid out there this morning and cloudy, but we do expect some sunshine. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes. A lot better weather's on the way once we get through today.
Day two of the convention.
Yeah.
More things are going to happen, more things to report. So
yesterday they announced the vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
J.D.
kind of figured that out ahead of time for some reason.
Yeah, apparently.
I didn't know.
He's got a book out. I do want to check it out. Hillbilly Elegy?
Hillbilly Elegy.
Yeah. And your mom has read it, right?
So, my mom read it when it first came out in 2016. It's kind of, I think it's auto or semi, it's semi-autobiographical, I believe, about like his upbringing in poor Appalachia and kind of getting into like bigwig politics from that.
Apparently, he was not a Trump fan early on.
No, he wasn't.
And there's a lot of proof on that, but Trump changed his mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was a TV show.
What?
It was a series.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Hillbilly Elegy?
Yes, they turned the book into either a miniseries or a movie in 2020.
Yeah, something. I can't remember which one.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Have to check it out.
Scathing reviews. And
really? Not a
yeah, it wasn't really good. But so yeah, I guess
Johnny at the movie review.
We don't want to promote his book, right? Because then everyone's going to go out and buy it, right?
Well, right, exactly. So yeah, it's a bad book. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I've never seen the series.
Yeah.
I just read a lot of reviews on it because I was kind of curious, a conservative point of view, and his story. This is before everybody knew about JD, but it's I don't know. I mean, you certainly could check it out if you'd like.
Yeah.
You know, the RNC had released their platform, and because it never had a platform, not in the last couple of go-arounds sessions, but they have a platform, and we might get to a little bit of that in just a few moments.
That's right. 18 minutes past the hour, 70 degrees, back with more of the John and Gordy Show coming up. Get into the platform.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Mad Radio WMDX.
92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting from Capital City, Madison. Mm-hmm. State Street overlooking the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weather that we have out there right now. It's nice and overcast.
It's really cloudy.
Not too sunny. It's nice. It's nice like that. It's soft on the eyes.
Kind of humid. I thought we were going to get rid of this humidity once those storms passed last night. But
you promised, Brittany. What the heck is going on, Brittany?
Brittany Merlot's with us. It's leaving.
It's still leaving. Okay.
Yes. We just need those winds to kick up just a little bit more out of the northwest. It'll be gone by this afternoon.
So it was pretty stormy last night, but most of that stayed south of Madison and hit northern Illinois pretty hard, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did. Oh my gosh. So first of all, south of you guys, about 2 to 3 inches widespread rain. So that Rock River is flooding. Mm. There was an 84-mile-per-hour wind gust off into Rock County as well.
Wow.
And those winds even got stronger. There was a 101-mile-per-hour wind in Illinois as that thing kept going. So at one point, now, we really, really got lucky. I saw this thing last night starting to take two bows inside of that line, and it dragged it away from Milwaukee. It did smack Kenosha pretty hard. They got 2.5 inches of rainfall. A lot of the streets were flooded. I mean, I heard that the water was up to the bottom of the cars out there. So, and ping pong ball size hail in Greene County?
Ping pong ball size.
Seriously.
Usually they say golf ball size, so that's a little bit smaller than golf ball size.
A little bit smaller. I don't know. Is it technically?
Yeah, I think so.
Gordy, you sure like playing pinball. Have you ever tried? Ping pong. Ping pong. I don't know.
Table tennis.
Have you ever played with hail? Ping pong ball sized hail?
That would be tough.
Yeah.
That's an amazing idea.
They would shatter, wouldn't they?
Yeah, maybe.
But we could put those hail balls in our...
In our lottery ball?
In a lottery ball.
Weather thing?
Thing. Yeah,
okay. Machine. We're onto something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But all the, how many warnings were in Northern Illinois at one time?
At one time, there was 10 of them all lining up in the line. It was all moving towards the city of Chicago.
Oh, boy.
They were just freaking out. I mean, confirmed tornadoes along highways and things like that. You should have seen the TV meteorologists. It was nuts.
Yeah. Well, okay. So closer to home, what are we expecting for the rest of today? And the next few days is supposed to be pretty nice, right?
Yes, it is. So low 80s still today. A little bit of mugginess leaving by the afternoon. We could see a few spotty showers again this afternoon and evening, but then we dry out. I promise. I swear. Cool. Okay. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, maybe some rain on Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, okay. Save it up for the weekend. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect timing always happens that way, doesn't it?
It does.
Seems like it. Okay.
Darn weather.
All right. Well, we hope... Settled down here for a few days.
I got a question.
You got a meteorologist? Weather question?
Well, kind of. It's kind of weather related.
Yeah, what?
I always thought that, you know, when there was a tornado, that you would take cover, if you're a motorist, you could take cover under a bridge.
Yeah, but now they say don't do that.
Now they're saying I'm confused.
I think there was like a video back in the 90s that came out of some lady who took cover underneath and you could see the little weak tornado kind of going by. I even saw it. Yeah. I believed it too.
Yeah.
But no. Think about what you're sitting underneath of. If that crumbles, you're done. Also, the wind could technically suck you right out of there too. I mean, wow. I'd go in a ditch. No, thank you. I don't need that stuff falling on me. I would never, never, never.
Yeah, that's.
Yes.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like that's much of a cover either.
it's not, but you know.
But it's better than being in your car. Because the car could go flying, yeah.
Well, so what? Then you've got all that protection around you, right?
No? For real. Oh, no. Goodness. Speaking I would. You can get sucked out of the car, too.
Speaking of all the tornadoes, if we ever get to Johnny at the Movies today, the one movie premiering this weekend is Twisters.
Oh, is that right? That's this weekend?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
Friday.
Man.
All
right. Oh, I wonder. Are you going? You're going to go see
100%.
It? Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Are you going to go?
I'd love it. Yeah, the first one is a classic.
It is.
I can't wait to see this one.
Well, I can't wait to get a Johnny at the Movies then. We kind of preview what's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, well, we got to go see that one.
We'll get that on.
All right, Brittany, thank you very much. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Yep, take care.
Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Do we have time for Johnny at the Movies if we wanted to slide that in?
Probably. Do you want to talk to Dick on the line?
Oh, yeah.
First?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Oh, he's been waiting for a while.
I didn't know Dick was up there. Okay.
Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us today? Is he still there?
Well, just on the pick of the VP.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right. Vance, he's on record as saying, I just saw it, and I can't stand this man. He's a total fraud, you know, and likened him to Hitler, several other things, and usually Trump is so thin-skinned. But, Joe Biden's got it right again when he said that this country's the vote last time was about the soul of the country. Think about it, voters. Does a man like J.D. Vance even have a soul if he's willing to compromise himself like this?
Yeah, yeah. He has said it.
It's ridiculous.
He said in the past about Trump might be America's Hitler. I'm a never Trump guy, never liked him, terrible candidate, idiot if you voted for him, might be a cynical a-hole, cultural heroine, noxious, on and on. It's an amazing list of bad things he said about Trump.
Yeah.
And now he's vice president nomination.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can think of is that maybe he'll get Trump will get Putin-like, and this guy will suddenly fall out of a window if they get elected. And then he'll pick somebody that he really wants.
Yes, well, you know, he can do that now. He has immunity.
Yeah. All right, Dick.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate your call. All right. So we're getting some more texts in here.
Nope, not yet.
But there was one there. The idea that we need to ignore the voters in order to win the election is anti-democratic.
Yeah,
that was a comment.
That's
on
a good one. Yeah. Yep. Okay. And you can always text us by going to the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
Text us there or give us a call that way. And that's the easiest way. And you can get this station anywhere in the country, in the world, orbiting the earth. You can always get us if you just have that Civic Media app.
Yeah, and with that app, you can also check out the RNC coverage all this week. We have a live video stream of all of our shows through the day, and then also news written by our people on the ground there, our RNC, from the Civic Media group, about the RNC, photos, taking photos behind the scenes, video, and all of that. You can check it out at civicmedia.us/RNC. That's civicmedia.us/RNC. And, of course, Todd Alba is doing his show live from the convention with analysis and commentary of all the events surrounding the RNC. And, of course, he's on from noon until 2, live from Milwaukee.
Right. Okay. A lot of guests also appearing on their shows, getting a little help.
Yeah.
Individuals who were at the station at one time.
Well, yeah, from all kinds of folks.
Yeah.
All throughout the day into the evening, too. They really do a wrap-up at the end of the night, I believe, at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to get to Johnny at the Movies and find out what the big box office movies were from the last weekend, and also a preview of the movies coming up this weekend, including Twister.
Coming up on John and Gordy, it is 729, 71 degrees, highs in the low 80s today. Back with all of that coming up.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Imagine being able to detect what insects feeding on your plants simply by listening to them eat. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. That's right. That technology is now available thanks to a UW entomology professor. Dr. Emily Bick and her team have invented the Insect Eavesdropper. It's a tool that's designed to make pest management a whole lot easier in agriculture.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clip onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up just based off of the temperature. And the farmers I was working with out there said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stalk? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects as they're directly feeding on the crops.
UW entomologist, that is Dr. Emily Bick, talking about her insect eavesdropper. She said basically it is a guitar mic that's clipped to the plants, coupled with a mini computer that starts, stops, and saves the recording of insects chomping on the leaves, sucking on the plant, or boring into the tissue. They say that they have got a 95% accuracy rate with this particular technology, Insect Eavesdropper.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And Wisconsin's farmer confidence levels continue to go down on their corn and soybean crop. The latest update shows Wisconsin farmers say 58% of their corn is good to excellent, down 4 percentage points. Soybeans, 56% good to excellent, also down 4 percentage points in confidence in 1 week. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cooler today, but still a bit on the humid side. Partly cloudy, high of 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, you'll notice bigger changes. Partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid. Our high tomorrow, 75. Same for Thursday, sunshine, high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Pete Schwabba.
Tuesday night, Nightlight will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back on the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Liquid Lawyer, the product to turn to when your liquid plumber overcharges you.
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And you can get us on the Civic Media app. You can text us or give us a call or get us anywhere on the globe, right? Yeah.
Anywhere. Even if you're in Russia.
Even. Oh, yeah, we did.
We got a text about that.
We got a text on that. Is so if I'm in Russia and I have the app, can I listen to you then?
I think so.
Of course you can.
Well, I wonder in Russia if they have it, if you can actually get that there. Do they have good internet service in Russia? Don't you think they monitor that pretty closely?
We could ask Ron Johnson, who spent a 4th of July there.
He's been there.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we're getting some other interesting
Robert
emojis.
And McFarland sent us emojis with an eggplant and two dancing tomatoes. Yes.
Why? People just can't help themselves.
I love it.
We had a conehead.
The coneheads are shopping for eggplants in the grocery store.
Of course they
are. I remember
that
scene out of the movie, you know?
It's, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Did they just make one conehead movie or were there a
couple? That's a good question.
Yeah. And why didn't they do that one more?
Did that
more?
Start as an SNL skit or what?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
that was
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the skits were actually really very, very funny. I thought the movie was okay. It was pretty good.
But Dan Aykroyd was redundant. It was just like the sketch.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, they're still around. They could do one more movie, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think there was only one.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, right now, 71 degrees, highs in the low 80s today. It's
Chris Farley was in that.
Cloudy right
now.
I
didn't know that.
Was he? Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either. 7:36. Okay. We got Johnny at the movies, right?
We do have Johnny at the movies.
Yeah. And what are we going to
take a look at the box office list from last weekend?
What the popular movies were?
Yes.
How much money they made?
The money-making movies from last week. Come on, give me a break. This
is
the way
it's
done. This is how we do it. We talk about how much money they make, okay? It justifies where they are on the list.
Well, we want to know how much money Hollywood's raking in, you know?
Because that's
what it's all about.
There could be a difference of $4 million to $100 million, and then you know which ones are the most successful movies. So why don't we check it out from our friend over at Marcus Theaters.
Okay.
Movie World, 29, woo! Okay, let's go to the movies.
Right.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
The passion, the pathos, the honesty, the despair.
Hello.
Never before have the torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
One ticket or two, sir?
Eight. Let's just go with eight.
Why eight?
Just pass
Bring
them
the
out.
Whole crowd
pass
in?
Pass them out.
Okay.
All right, let's check it out here.
Okay. Well, the new release from Sony Pictures, Fly Me to the Moon, came in at number 5 with $10 million. A Quiet Place Day One came in 4th with $11.8 million. Now, Inside Out 2 continues to perform well and delight family audiences in its 5th week of release. It took in $20.7 million this past weekend, and this week, it will become the second highest grossing animated movie of all time, with over $575 million at the domestic box office.
Oh, let me write that down.
The first highest grossing movie was also a Pixar movie. That was The Incredibles 2 with $608 million. We'll see if Inside Out 2 can surpass that total in the coming weeks. At number 2, we had a movie that exceeded many's expectations. Mm. This was Neon's thriller Long Legs, featuring an absolutely terrifying performance by Nicolas Cage. It came in at number 2 with $22.6 million. And at number 1 for the second week in a row was Despicable Me 4, taking in $44.7 million.
Yeah,
things
like
are all
money,
likely
yeah.
to change this next weekend because there's a big new release coming yeah. with Twisters. The summertime is packed with great movies. Go see a movie today.
There you go. So now
Twisters coming out next week.
See, you get the idea of the money, right? All right, now let's
Is
continue.
It really important how much money is just coming in, whether it went up or down from
yes.
week to week?
Yes.
That's important.
Yes.
Does it speak to the quality of the movie? Is there,
yeah, could can you get used to this?
I don't know that people really care how much
they
money.
Do. They do care do because they? It tells you how successful the movie is and okay. what are the most successful movies at the box office over the weekend and whether you made a bad decision or a good one.
Okay.
Whether your money is included.
I don't. Okay. You say so.
All right.
All right.
Now that we've over-explained that, let's continue and see what's going on at the movies this weekend.
All right.
Well, we've got one release, and it is a big one. It is Twisters. Daisy Edgar Jones stars as a retired tornado chaser and meteorologist that's persuaded to return to work with a new team and new technology. Along the way, she crosses paths with a charming but reckless social media superstar played by Glenn Powell, who thrives on posting his storm-chasing adventures. This is a thriller movie with special effects that you'll want to see on the big screen. The summer is packed with great movies. See Twisters or any other great movie that's on the big screen today.
There it is.
I wonder if any of the people in the original movie are making cameo appearances in this movie. Do you think? Maybe you think Helen Hunt?
Do you think anybody would notice?
Well, Helen Hunt hasn't been in a movie in a long time.
No, actually not.
She's off the radar, so to speak. So, you know, what I loved about the first movie is not only all the special effects and the flying cows and all that. Everybody talks about the flying cow. But the way they subtly, maybe not so subtly, put down TV weather people throughout the movie. Oh. Yeah, because these are the real meteorologists, real scientists going out.
I didn't
look
for that. But,
yeah, the weather spotters back in the day.
Yeah, that's right, the weather spotters.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see Twisters. Oh, we've got a phone call here. Oh, Catherine's on the line with a comment this morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Why are we talking about box office numbers?
That's what I was asking.
I thought I explained that at least 100 times now. Does anybody care? Our audience cares about kind of stuff, and I'm defending the audience on this one.
I challenge you to ask any one of your listeners if they really care about how much money was made in Hollywood.
You know what? That would be a good question, Catherine. I appreciate that. Maybe we should have that as our question of the morning.
But can't you wait to see? I mean, now, okay, I get that. Get that. But what about Twisters coming out this weekend? That's going to be a huge movie.
That scared the daylights out of just about everybody in the Midwest.
Yeah.
We're getting close, right?
I'm so excited about that. I want to see that movie. I'm in for that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Look, I know you're covering all the events there at the RNC. How are things going this morning? How's it looking this morning for you?
I'm just parked outside Starbucks right now. I haven't even begun. I've been listening to you guys, listening to Pat Kreitlow, watching MSNBC.
Yeah.
But it's been very interesting, and my witnessing mostly has been our crew handling themselves with such extraordinary professionalism, and their topics and their handling of the guests and the tech. It's just been a joy to be here. Civic Media is kicking butt at the RNC.
I have to admit, I listened yesterday and it was really, really good coverage. A lot of good observations and analysis, even, you know, before everybody got out there and started, you know, giving their speeches. It was a good prelude to the whole thing, and hats off to them, too. And you can catch up on all of this stuff. It's all posted there.
Yeah, civicmedia.us/RNC.
Yeah,
I think at one point there were, I was watching, and there were three different remote crews at three different locations. I mean, the engineers have really done a spectacular job of covering everything.
And did you see Maggie Dawn's commentary on the RNC platform that she put out? Very
been doing amazing work.
Yes,
and it looks good too. You can catch us on YouTube and on Facebook with live shots, and they look spectacular. One of our locations is overlooking the city of Milwaukee and others in a pub, and then of course our couple of guys inside the perimeter. Mm-hmm. Which is fascinating. I'm looking forward to going there today myself.
Yeah.
It seems whatever band they have playing in the background is too loud. Could you pass that along to the sound people?
And oh, that's,
It's
on it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. They're all annoying, but yeah.
All right, Catherine.
All right.
Well,
all right, Catherine. Thank
we
you.
We appreciate
you.
All right.
Okay. She had to take one more shot.
One more shot.
Okay. All right, Catherine.
All right, we'll see if the dollar amounts matter.
Yeah, well, yeah. Anybody want to put some money down on how much money Twisters is going to get the first weekend?
The Madison Plumber texted in, yep, don't care. Sorry, guys.
He doesn't care about the money. Okay. All right.
All right.
All right, Catherine's gone. All right, well, that's good. Yeah, good report. And again, you can check out all of the Civic Media coverage, and we're really doing a great job at civicmedia.us/RNC. Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
All right, I want to get into something I promised earlier, and that is the RNC's platform. You know, they managed to mention generalities.
They have a platform this time.
Yeah, it's not so specific.
I don't think they had a platform last time.
They didn't.
Not at all.
Well, you know, they get picked on if they do come up with a platform. Yeah. A lot of people don't want to hear what they have to say or live that kind of life. But here is their positioning statement. Okay.
All right.
It says, yet after nearly 4 years of the Biden administration, America is now rocked by raging inflation, open borders, rampant crime, attacks on our children, and global conflict, chaos, and instability. All right? That's their statement.
That's the opening statement.
Yeah, that's very positive, uplifting. anybody recognize any of that stuff? No. Sports guy Colin Cowherd, remember him?
Yeah,
we played
him.
A few cuts from him last time. I'm going to play a little piece of what he said last time because he blew up that whole idea that we have raging, you know, raging inflation, crime, blah, blah, blah. Let's listen to Colin Cowherd's little summation. And he talks about his friends also not noticing anything that the RNC is talking about here. Let's check this out.
Okay.
But I don't see crime. I'm not stumbling over homeless people. I see happy people. Dodger Stadium's full. Leads Major League Baseball in attendance. Laker games are full. NFL games are full. People's got, they have money in their pocket. LAX is packed. I just saw a record airline revenue over the weekend. I'm constantly being sold in America by Donald Trump. Crime rates are skyrocketing. No, they're actually not. Starting in 2023, they have plummeted coast to coast over 200 cities. Violent crime rates are down. I mean, Los Angeles and some cities may tick up in certain areas, but it's in America. He's selling me. It would be like watching your football team and they play well and win, and your neighbor says they're playing terribly and keep losing. No, they're winning and they're not playing terribly. Like, you can't keep selling me on how bad the country I live in is, because it's not bad for me or my friends. I have a friend that's a stay-at-home dad. He's not rich. I have friends who work part-time, starting up businesses, who have worked at the same place forever. I have middle-class friends. They're not complaining about their life constantly, and I don't know what they are politically. I really don't. I don't talk about politics with my friends. I talk about my wife. I talk about sports. I talk about, you know, we talk about guy stuff. So I'm not somebody that is, if you don't have policies that I connect with, and you're always grouching and bitching about the other side, I'm not really interested in you.
That's it.
Okay.
And that it contradicts everything that the RNC is trying to position themselves as to trying to solve. You know, they're trying to solve that rage and inflation that's already solved. They're trying to solve the open borders problem that they refused
to solve.
To solve.
When they had a chance, when everybody had agreed on everything.
Everybody agreed to it. And then Trump called and said, don't pass this because it has to be our big issue in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he came right out and said that.
Yeah.
You know?
So Biden went ahead and just did an executive order.
Right.
And did most of the things that were in that bill.
Did what he could do.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's right.
And I want to, you know, when we come back from this break here, I want to mention some of the things that Trump, by the way, is already taking credit for.
Is already?
Yeah, it's already
taking
credit.
How can he already take
for the Biden administration?
Okay.
Believe it or not.
It's coming up on the John and Gordy Show, 7:49.
Thank you.
listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy on the air. Mad Radio, oh so rare. Family fun, politics too. Movies, news, tech for you. Mad Radio 92.7. Tune in, it's like history and an angry boss. Catherine's rules you mustn't cross. Morning's bright, they crack right. A all right, joke. All right.
Yeah,
that's us.
Theme song.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the, you know, we heard the platform from the RNC, and it is, you know, it's a fantastical fictional version of what is in reality something completely different, okay? And we heard Colin Coward mention, you know, that he hasn't noticed any of this bad stuff right. Because things are good, right?
Sure.
And because things are good, Trump, who isn't president, is already taking credit for everything Biden is doing. I was taking a look at this list, okay? Yeah. Mm. Okay. Trump is already taking credit for this, the end of inflation and making America affordable again. But, oh, wait, that's already done. How about make America the dominant energy producer in the world? Oops, that's already done. So he can brag about having done that if he becomes president. Or this, stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower. Oh, wait, that's already done. Okay. All right. Or how about tax cuts for workers? No, just an extension of the original tax cuts that added $8 trillion to the national debt. That's Trump's plan. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see that happen again, do we? You know, defend our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and our fundamental freedoms while claiming religion has a higher power over the and beyond the Constitution. So it doesn't matter what the Constitution says or following the Constitution. It's really what's in the Bible that matters, and that will supersede anything that happens. How about this? Prevent World War III.
Okay, that's
a Trump promise. Okay, there you go. Okay. How do we know that would happen? He's going to prevent it.
Okay.
And I suggest
that sounds
to
like
him,
a good idea.
I suggest to him also go for it, man. Prevent World War 4, 5 and 6.
Yes. Right? Why stop at 3?
Yeah.
You know.
How about rebuilding our cities, including Washington, D.C.? Make them safe and clean and beautiful again. That's a promise from Trump. Mm-hmm. And he wants to replace the architecture in Washington, D.C. with more of that classic architecture, you know, like the old plantation mansions. Yeah, so, that works.
What?
Yeah.
Architecture?
Classic architecture has the columns, and all of the old mansions in the South had the columns.
Sure, yeah.
That's classic architecture.
Okay.
So he wants that to come back. Cancel the electric vehicle mandate. Remember when they tried to stop the seatbelt mandates as well? let's stop that electric vehicle thing.
Yeah. Boy, secure, it's just a fad anyway.
Hey,
yeah.
Wants to secure our elections, including same-day voting, voter identification. They want to go to paper ballots and proof of citizenship. Make it more secure. Because, you know, people, they don't have faith in the electoral system anymore. And, well, I don't know why that happened. Anybody take a guess?
But he's okay with ballot boxes now again.
Suddenly,
because he realized he was missing some votes.
If he becomes president,
by not allowing
those are gone too.
Really?
Oh, I bet.
I don't know.
I would not doubt it. But those are the things he's already. Some of the things he's taken credit for, and some of the things he hopes to do. I'd like preventing World War III. I mean,
it seems like a good idea. That's something everybody can agree on.
Lean don't you back think? In your chair.
just relax.
Just suppose,
it's
hey,
no
I'm gonna,
big deal.
I'm going to stop this from happening.
Well, no.
Great.
Yeah.
Here's a comment. I mean, yeah, Trump sucks, but I'm looking around and I'm not feeling this America being more affordable again thing. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, maybe you're not shopping well. Maybe you should look for better deals, huh? Go to the better stores. What do you think, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, Sam? Things are expensive, but it could be way worse.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I was not paying attention to anything when like the 2008 financial crisis happened, but it's better than that.
Generally speaking, salaries
have gone up, and you know wages have gone up as well to kind of match inflation.
Wages are now exceeding inflation.
Yeah.
See, inflation was just a part-time thing. Mm. It happened, but it goes away. Your wages, your raises don't go away, okay? Get with it, man. And here's the other thing.
Another text in here. I gotta read it. King Cheeto.
Can hide ballots in his bathroom. Yes. He can feel more comfortable doing that.
Cheeto.
Now, here's the thing regards to, you know, things are more unaffordable now. Mm. That happens anyway.
Well,
you know?
That's true.
Prices go up. Products get smaller. We've been seeing this for at least 20 to 30 years. Yeah. Get a life.
Yeah. Well, and they try to, you know, the big corporate food manufacturers try to repackage everything very slyly.
Yes, yeah, so let me just say that it's called greedflation, and we've covered that, and we've talked about it.
Yeah. I went to get some coffee the other day. You know, I just drink regular coffee. Usually I get a big, you know, the tub of Hills Brothers.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
This time I thought, oh, it had Maxwell House on sale. Mm-hmm. Quite a few dollars less than Hills Brothers. I thought, well, okay. It's just regular coffee. I don't drink that much of it. I went to take the Maxwell House bucket of coffee.
Yeah.
You know how they have the handle indentation and you grab the handle?
Yeah.
That handle indentation, once you take it off the shelf, is way bigger now than it used to be. So it's like half the size of the can is the handle.
No wonder it was so much less.
Exactly.
God.
Yeah. Well, I bought it anyway.
So, you know, this is the thing. You know, they blame Biden or the Democrats for this inflation. It is greedflation.
It is.
They are making profit hand over fist. The oil companies did the same thing because, well, they weren't selling any oil during the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. And they had surpluses. And that was at a time, you know, when no one was going anyplace using any gasoline.
Right. Yeah. Well, that, you know, things have changed. Gasoline has pretty much stabilized. So, we're reading a note here. Okay.
The presence of Glee revelation means things are more affordable? Kind of talked into circles there.
Okay.
No?
I don't understand that last comment.
I don't get it either.
Wildly liberal, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Glee revelation. Well,
okay.
We're just telling you the truth, unless you don't think that the retailers and oil companies were acting in a greedy way. I guess, you know, you could certainly defend them if you'd like. Go ahead. Keep spending the money, man. Put it in their pocket.
Hey, that is going to wrap it up for this Tuesday edition of the John and Gordy Show. Remember, if you want to check all the latest on what's going on at the RNC in Milwaukee and behind the scenes, go to civicmedia.us/RNC.
Yes.
That'll do it for us for
today.
Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So long.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention. We will discuss the vice presidential pick. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always.